Hi guys, Jenny here from Tarot Reading London with your July 2020 update. So what has the cards got in store for us this month? Well, the first card I drew was the Queen of Swords, and she's a little bit of a gritty queen. Okay, swords are all about conflict and dealing with challenging situations. And this queen is a strategist, and she's known as the tough love queen. So I think what this is talking about is that I think this month a lot of us will have to deal with difficult situations. Situations which maybe we don't know the solution to. And what this queen advises us to do is really to sort of just take the emotion out of it and just deal with it. Now, this might seem a little bit brutal, but hey, she's the tough love queen, eh? And what she does is she rolls up her sleeves, and she's got a bit of a warm mentality. She rolls up her sleeves and she just gets the job done. So it's about getting really, really practical. She also tells us that really we have to keep our emotions a little bit under wraps this month, not to let our emotional responses take the lead. So I think this is all about delayed gratification. So even though we may want to make ourselves feel better, we may want to have, you know, to let our emotions kind of lead the way. That's not the way forward. This queen asks us to be quite stoical, quite practical, and to be full of common sense. So again, delayed gratification, I think, is the way to go. What comes next? So things get a bit more optimistic now. We have got the World card. And the World is a really good card. It tells us that we're reaching the successful conclusion of a phase. And there is some reason here to be happy and to celebrate. Now, I would say another way of looking at this card is actually that we have to view it still as a global situation. It's really interesting that when I drew the card, literally a few hours later, it was announced that the travel restrictions that have been in operation over the world are actually being relaxed. So it's going to be much easier to travel, which is one of the meanings of the World card, travel. However, I think it's a little notice to us that we still have to look at this as a global situation. While we here in this country might be feeling that we have some cause to think that we're making a new start. And I think we are. I think we are. Things are coming full circle and we are starting to look at a new beginning, which is great. Still, it has to be all of us. We have to look at this as a worldwide thing. We have to have success for all of us, or we in effect have success for none of us. And I think this is an energy that we all need to move forward with anyway. We need to bring everybody along with us in a global perspective. We have to look at the success of everybody. It's not going to be acceptable to move forward with the view that a few of us are okay and a few of us aren't. That's not going to cut the mustard moving forward. So the World card, I think, is a call to action that we really have to see the world as being a totality. We have to work together globally to solve this problem. So what is coming after the World card? Well, the very, very welcome emergence of the Star. And the Star in tarot talks about hope and renewal and recovery. So that's a very welcome card for July. The Star in Tarot appears after the Tower, and the Tower sweeps in. It lays waste to our belief systems and our view of the world, and it leaves in its wake chaos and destruction, which is absolutely never welcome. And that's what we're coming out of at the moment. We're coming out of a Tower situation. So the Star says to us that we have a little time to take a breath. We're starting to be in a period of some recovery. And so there is hope and some optimism available to us. Now, the star makes no guarantees, okay? It's telling us that this month, it's actually right and proper to have a little bit more optimism and to see that actually we are on the right path. But it always tells us there's going to be more to do. We can take a little bit of a breather now. We can have a bit of an out breath. But there's going to be more to contend with. There's more work that we need to engage in doing, which I think is fairly self-evident, but at least we have a little bit of optimism now. So what is the overall guidance card for this reading? Well, the overall guidance card is the King of Wands, and the King of Wands is a very proactive card. The King of Wands is an inspirational leader. He's the King of Fire. And so what he does is he leads the way. He has a vision for growth. He has a vision in a way to move forward. And he brings everybody along with him on his vision. He's very much proactive rather than reactive. And so this is what the tarot suggests we all engage in. Now, whatever your political persuasions are, it was very interesting yesterday because it did seem that there was this whole New Deal thing that's being talked about politically at the moment. And that actually is really in line with the King of Wands energy, a really proactive stance, a creative and dynamic vision in which we can push forward in a positive way that will be to the best good of everybody. And I think, you know, if we have businesses, whatever way we can move forward, we need to move forward in a very positive and proactive way. We all need to adopt a little bit of King of Wands energy here and actually, you know, have a creative vision for ourselves and those around us and lead the way in a very passionate and creative way. So that is our update for July. I hope you found it interesting and I hope it's been in some way helpful. I found it really fascinating following this journey with the tarot, and I should be really interested to see what happens next month as we move into the late summer and the autumn and how the tarot maps this journey through this situation. So, but anyway, in the meantime, I'm going to say goodbye. I'm going to leave you and I shall see you again soon. This is Jani from Tarot Reading London signing off. Bye-bye for now.